We've all heard it. Eat healthy. But what does eating healthy mean? Sure, there are countless diets out there, but they contradict each other. Yet all experts agree we should eat a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. Whole fruits and vegetables are the perfect fuel to power the cells in your body, giving you the stamina you need to handle your day-to-day activities. And that's what Balance of Nature is. Whole fruits and vegetables delivered to you in a convenient capsule form for only 22 cents a serving. Our proprietary blend has no additives or fillers, just the full nutritional value of a variety of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Balance of Nature provides you with a natural energy boost without a caffeine crash, a 3 o'clock slump, or an early bedtime. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself by going to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code KATE.
If the NSA is listening, we can at least be entertaining. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
Let me tell you something you already know. The world ain't all sunshine and rainbows. It's a very mean and nasty place, and I don't care how tough you are, it will beat you to your knees and keep you there permanently if you let it. You, me, or nobody is going to hit as hard as life. But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward.
All right. A little rocky for you, you know? Start off that Wednesday. So you've made it halfway through your week, and that's good news. And of course, it's Wednesday, which means I have Melissa on the show, Indiana's own, and I also have Susan on the show. And so in the first hour, we're going to be covering a story that sort of winds its way through a little corruption, through a whole lot of stuff. And then in the last hour, I'm going to get to what happened on 60 Minutes with Trump and Leslie Stahl and China. Now they're trying to come out with a China story about Trump, because they came out with the Hunter. Oh, okay. Anyway, it's just a big slew of crap, and we're just going to sift through it today. So I welcome you to the Kate Daly Show. Go to katedalyradio.com. Get the podcast. Over 1.4 million listens to the podcast. Make sure that you are listening to that. It's a recording of the show you're listening to right now. And I have Melissa Smith on with me. How are you, Melissa?
I'm good.
Excellent.
I'm so excited.
Well, you've got quite the tale. So we'll start off with Devin Archer. Can you describe who Devin Archer is? Because that's kind of where this starts.
He's an important guy to understand.
Okay.
But this is like a true crime story. If you like true crime tales, mm-hmm. you're going to love this.
Okay.
But we have to unpack it kind of slowly, and you have to kind of wait for the big finale.
Okay. I'm interested.
So, Devin Archer mm-hmm. was a longtime friend of someone named Christopher Hintz. Okay. And we may all remember Teresa Hintz, who was married to John Kerry, presidential
that's his
candidate.
Stepson. Okay.
Yes, he's the stepson of John Kerry.
Okay.
And Devin Archer and Christopher Hintz were roommates at Yale.
Okay. Roommates at Yale. Now, by the way, Christopher Hintz is the one that kind of goes into business with a lot of people, too. So keep that in mind as I think we're probably listening to the story, because he's been in the news. So this will be really interesting. Okay.
And because of the connections between Devin and Christopher Hintz, mm-hmm. Devin Archer serves in 2004 as a senior advisor on John Kerry's presidential run. So this is not just like a Yahoo guy out there somewhere.
Right.
These are people who have serious connections.
Right.
These are serious connections. So Devin Archer and Christopher Hintz form a company called Rosemont Seneca. That's a name that we may quickly step into some names that sound familiar, because some of these names have been floated out there. But Rosemont Seneca was a private equity firm that was initially funded from the Rosemont Capital Foundation, which was the Hintz Foundation was Hintz money. Okay. The Rosemont Foundation was Hintz money, and they kind of bankrolled Rosemont Seneca.
Okay.
The three founding partners of Rosemont Seneca are Devin Archer, Hunter Biden, and Christopher Hintz.
Jeez. Okay.
Yeah. So
okay, and that they were the one. This is like a capital firm, kind of an investment vehicle, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Connecticut, and if I'm not mistaken, they're incorporated in Connecticut.
Okay. Yeah, in a recently revealed email, mm-hmm. not associated with the Hunter Biden laptop thing.
Right.
This
mm-hmm.
is a whole other one. We'll talk about where these emails come from in a minute, but.
Okay.
Christopher Hinz was the most conservative investor of the lot. He was kind of protective. This is his family money. He's kind of protective of things and kind of risk averse.
Okay.
So Rosemont Seneca is a less risk-taking firm.
Hmm.
As a result of that, there's another little corporation that's peeled off from Rosemont Seneca called Rosemont Seneca Bohai.
Mm-hmm.
And Devin Archer is the guy running that.
Okay.
Hunter Biden and Christopher Hinz are not involved. So where does Rosemont Seneca Bohai get their money from? They were doing business in China.
Mm-hmm.
And they were bankrolled by financial institutions and banks that were being bankrolled by the CCP in China.
Communist Party.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So that's important to understand. Rosemont Seneca,
mm-hmm.
but this Rosemont Seneca Bohai, which was run by Devin Archer, is not the same, mm-hmm. but Hunter Biden is there.
Mm-hmm.
He's in this mix already.
Mm-hmm.
Now I need to introduce you to some other rather unsavory people
okay.
who are somehow or other friends of Devin Archer, and that has not yet been made clear. This is a kind of ongoing mm-hmm. criminal proceeding here.
Okay.
And so there's a man named John Glanis,
mm-hmm.
who is now in his 70s. He's kind of an older guy. In the 1970s, he was indicted for fraud. And in the 1980s, he was actually found guilty on a RICO conviction
mm-hmm.
for looting three different mutual funds.
Okay.
And was sentenced to, he got his 27-year mm-hmm. sentence that he served 13 years of
mm-hmm.
and then got out.
Of course.
So he's kind of a con man.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
He's not kind of a con man. He is a con man.
Mm-hmm.
And his son, John is the father. Jason Galanis is the son.
Mm-hmm.
He was also involved in some very unsavory financial fraud deals. And we will return to him later because a deal that he was involved in that involved a thing called the Jarova Financial Group, which was run out of Bermuda. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Big alarm bells should be ringing. He was ultimately arrested for his involvement in a fraud scheme with this Jarova Financial.
Okay.
And when everything unravels, that piece of the puzzle is important.
Okay. Yeah. So there's a lot going on with China.
We have father and son. Mm-hmm. And then there's another player in this mix
mm-hmm.
whose name is Bevan Cooney.
Okay.
And Bevan Cooney was kind of an entrepreneur in L.A.
Mm-hmm.
He ran a place called the Viper Room.
Mm.
Which was a big entertainment for kind of A-list
right.
types in L.A.
Not to be confused with Toomey, who was in the news for some other acts.
Yeah. They have, okay.
Yuck.
But Bevan Cooney.
Okay.
And there's some other players uh-huh. who fulfill minor roles, as in any con. You got to have all the right actors in play. But those are the people that you need to understand.
Okay.
So in 2013,
mm-hmm.
Archer, Devin Archer, Bevan Cooney, and Jason Glanis have a little email conversation. And nobody really knows entirely, or nobody's telling us what exactly the purpose of this conversation was.
Mm-hmm.
The email was released by Bevan Cooney. The email string was just released by Bevan Cooney on October 19th of this year. So that was like last week.
Okay.
So this is really hot stuff.
Right, right.
But what they were discussing was how Devin Archer was in need of redoing his bio to get rid of the Hinz connection.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't want to drag Christopher Hinz into whatever it was that they were going to do. So the discussion between these three guys, Galanis, Jason Galanis, Devin Archer, and Bevan Cooney, was you need to redo your bio, get rid of the kind stuff, but who can we get to kind of come in on this? And who do they get? Well, Hunter Biden, he'd be good. Let's bring him in. He's not so risk averse.
And he's not doing too much because he's vice president. Go ahead. Yeah.
Well, this is Hunter Biden, right?
Oh, Hunter.
They said, let's get him involved.
Sorry. Sure.
But it's not made clear. The entire email has either not been released or there's more to this email string. We don't know what they want to get him involved in, but you can connect your own dots here.
I would just figure, the reason I said that is I just figure that the son, where the son goes, the father goes. So you get the double package, but go ahead. Yeah. I mean,
it's hard to say.
Yeah. Okay.
So the question we should all be asking ourselves at this point, back in 2013, is what the heck were they up to? And how did Devin Archer come into the circle with a bunch of fraud con men? And why did they bring Hunter Biden into this as well? How are all these people connected and why? And maybe the next part of the story will help us to understand a little bit more about it. From this point forward, Hunter Biden's involvement is going to be kind of sketchy. What you need to know is that Rosemont Seneca Bohai, Devin Archer got involved with Burisma in Ukraine and was sitting on the board. And he's the guy that told Burisma, I've got a friend that you can put on the board and he would be a great guy. And that was Hunter Biden. So if we're all like, how did Hunter Biden get involved with Ukraine? It was through his friend, Devin Archer.
Gotcha.
That's how it happened. And almost immediately, Burisma ponies up several million dollars to Rosemont Seneca Bohai. And out of that, it's like $3.5 million, Hunter Biden and Devin Archer are both paid a pretty hefty salary for their participation in Burisma.
Okay.
So what happens next, Hunter Biden's involvement in it is speculative at this point, although it may not be for much longer. Yeah.
Okay.
So
dun, dun,
let's
dun,
go back.
Dun.
We're in 2013.
Okay.
Me, Archer, and Galanis are talking. They've got Hunter Biden involved. In February of 2014, the two Galanises, the father and the son, John and Jason Galanis, meet with representatives of the Wakpomni Lake Community Corp of the Oglala Sioux Tribe in Las Vegas. And the tribe wants to fund some improvements on some tribal land in South Dakota, and they don't have any money to do it with. And so they're talking to Galanises, who have a plan for them. They're going to offer the Oglala Sioux Tribe, they say, they are the ones that propose it to the tribe.
Okay.
They say, hey, we can sell. Why don't you guys issue some bonds? And we'll get investors to buy your bonds. And we'll take the money that comes in and we're going to buy annuities to secure the bonds.
Interesting. This is getting interesting.
Here we go.
Okay.
We're off to the races.
We'll be
now.
Right back. Kate Daly Show. Don't miss this. I love true crime. Be right back.
But now, call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Okay, everybody's doing their Marlon Brando impression right now. I just know it. Anyway, ooh, the chills. Welcome back to the Kate Daly Show, the Godfather theme. And I welcome back, of course, Melissa, who comes on with me every Wednesday, usually with just always with something good. And I really like Melissa. In fact, we're talking about really headline news because this is kind of... So today's stories came out about, Trump has an account in China. for business interests. It's like, yeah, he ran hotels. Yeah, that would be it. So they're trying to make sure and deflect what's going on with Hunter and possibly Joe, but Hunter Biden right now. And you're delving into the story that puts Devin Archer, Chris Hines, who is John Kerry's stepson, Hunter Biden into this company called Rosemont Seneca and all of their dealings with China, Ukraine, and so forth, right?
Right.
Okay. And there's a third founding member of this group. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's the Thornston Group.
Mm-hmm.
And behind the Thornston Group is Boston gangster Whitey Bulger.
Because, you know, you got to have a gangster in this story. It's insane. He was a good friend of John Kerry there, good political ally. So that's kind of amazing to me. Jeez.
Well, this is what is meant by organized crime. They're pretty dang organized.
Wow.
And they're all criminals.
Isn't it nuts when you really start thinking about this? Like, they're able to put these things together and kind of keep them hidden from people. This was incorporated in Connecticut, and it's just bizarre. Anyway, go ahead.
Well, we were to the place where the Galanises had suggested to the Oglala tribe that mm-hmm. they should sell bonds.
Mm-hmm.
And that happens in March of 2014. Or, excuse me, they start those conversations in February of 2014. And in March of 2014, there's an email between Galanis and another unknown, unidentified person that they have no intention of doing any of this. There's no intention to buy annuities for the tribe. This mm-hmm. was a fraud from the beginning. It was a deliberate fraud to collect a pile of money mm-hmm. and leave the... I don't know why these people always think they're going to get away with this, but
right.
That was the thing. Jeez. Anyway, Galanis and Archer had bought up some businesses in order to kind of puff up what they looked like on paper for okay. this whole deal, and including a legitimate insurance company that they purchased.
Mm-hmm.
And then they created a shell corporation with an almost identical name as an insurance company. So we're going to call the legit insurance company Insurance Company A.
Okay.
And we're going to call the, because I don't know the name of the insurance company. Some of this stuff is not public knowledge yet.
Mm-hmm. We'll
and
just call it Shyster. Let's just call it Shyster. Okay, Shyster Incorporated.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, we have Insurance Company A, who's legit, and mm-hmm. then we have Insurance Company A2, which is a shell company, and it was created specifically for the purpose of receiving money.
Okay.
That's all that they want to do. They have a bank account, and A2 over here is going to receive all the money coming in from the sale of these bonds, mm-hmm. and they're going to hold it. They're going to be a holding company. So Devin Archer has a controlling interest in Hughes Asset Management. And the first run of bonds is for $28 million by the tribe.
Mm-hmm.
And Archer gets Hughes Asset Management to offer those bonds to their investors.
Okay.
So all of the Hughes Asset Management sells the first run of $28 million of the bonds. And all of that $28 million was deposited in an account at Insurance Company A2 into the shell corporation's bank account.
Okay.
All right. And so to the Sioux, it looks like it's good, right?
Mm-hmm.
They were told that this insurance company was going to buy the annuities and it's all going to be good. But in reality, there were no annuities ever purchased. All of the money was just sitting out there in this A2 Shell Corporation's bank account.
Interesting. Okay.
That's the first round of bonds.
Mm-hmm.
Second round of bonds are issued in September of 2014, to the tune of $20 million. Well, who are you going to get to do this for you? So A2 has $28 million sitting in their account, right?
Okay.
So they transfer, apparently, Galanis and Archer create a another shell corporation, and A2 transfers the $20 million to another shell corporation. So it's actually the Oglala Sioux's money. And then this second shell corporation is going to buy the whole big chunk of the second offering of bonds. So the Sioux's money actually bought the money. The money was used twice here.
Okay.
Oh, wow. So, yeah,
just trying to wrap my brain around. Okay.
So. I know it's a hard story, but remember I told you that Jason Galanis got his foot caught in a deal out of the Bahamas, out of Bermuda.
Mm-hmm.
And he gets caught right at this moment.
Okay.
So it was him being caught that kind of raised some eyebrows, like, what the heck is going on with him? Right. What is he involved in? And some people start sniffing around. So it's at this is the moment, apparently, as this was happening, that Devin Archer was suggesting Hunter Biden for the Burisma board.
Okay.
And so all of that is happening on the site. And there's all kinds of, if you get into this story very far, there's all kinds of other things that Hunter Biden and Devin Archer are involved in that we'll just keep it to the Indian fraud here.
Okay.
So now the third bond issue is going to be offered. It's going to be a $16 million bond. But what they don't know is that already some people are sniffing around like, something doesn't smell right here. And Archer owns Atlantic Asset Management, and he was able to get Atlantic Asset Management to purchase or to sell all $16 million of these assets, the bonds, to the Omaha, Nebraska School Employment Retirement System.
Okay.
And then they took the $16 million and deposited it back in the bank account for that insurance company A2.
Okay.
To this point, no annuities have been bought. The money has been literally, it's a shell game. They've put the money under one cup, moved it around in a couple different places. But after they got this last installment of $16 million, all the people that were involved just were spending the money for themselves, cars and houses. And
of course.
Let's assume other things that are not legal, right?
Yeah.
All right. So when Jason Galanis was arrested for his involvement with the Bermuda deal, all of this comes spilling out about the rest. And so after, this is 2015 now, the first investment payments to investors came due, and the company A2 tried to get some money together. They got about $250,000 to pay investors to kind of keep it, to keep the fraud rolling. But Jason Galanis gets arrested. It all comes out. And at the end of the deal, the Oglala Sioux ended up with $64 million in bond debt that they were left holding.
Okay.
They had zero annuities. There was nothing to secure that at all. And the investors who had bought the bonds lost about $40 million.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So everybody gets arrested. John Galanis is arrested. Jason Galanis is arrested. Bevin Cooney is arrested. Devin Archer is arrested. There are three other people who are also arrested. You will notice Hunter Biden is not arrested.
That's
Does
true.
Should he have been arrested?
Where is he?
Where is he? That's Where a really he? Good question.
Yeah, kind of an AWOL.
We don't know what role he was playing. You remember, and that's why I told that story at the very beginning, that Bevin Cooney, Devin Archer, and Jason Galanis were all discussing, hey, let's get Hunter involved in this. What were they talking about? Were they talking about this?
Right.
Or were they talking, that conversation, that email conversation happens only about 6 months before this whole other deal goes down.
And why?
Before the Oglala Sioux are approached and sold a bill of goods.
Yeah. And it's just really fascinating, the people involved too, because you have Bohai, which is a that's the Gulf Sea, right? China. And so you have this group, the BHR, which is Bohai. And this was started, you know, like you said, clear back 2013. And of course, they're the oldest private equity firm, right? And they're doing business with one of our mobsters, James Folger, and Hunter Biden, and Christopher Hines, and Devin Archer, and all of them have gone in on this. That's kind of, if people don't understand that there's something going on here that might not be good for us, our country, or you've got this group of hoodlums all together. I don't know how much more obvious it could get, but Deutsche Bank backs Harvest Fund Management, which is the holdings for this Bohai China investment firm too. It's just all connected.
Well, right? If you'll notice, Devin Archer is just using various corporations that he's involved with to play the fraud.
Right.
He's using legitimate organizations and companies. He's defrauding companies that are legitimate that he is involved with, everything he touches. And it's good at this point to really contemplate how tremendously well connected these people are.
Mm-hmm.
Devin Archer is good friends with the stepson of someone who ran for president.
Yeah.
You know, Hunter Biden is the son of the vice president. When this was happening.
Right.
Right?
Right.
So how do people that live and operate at that level, how do they, and why do they feel the need to defraud the Oglala Sioux living in South Dakota who want to do some improvements on their land? Seriously.
You know, it is kind of interesting because Rosemont Seneca, the name Seneca Indians is what I was thinking about, the Seneca chief, the Seneca Indians, and they helped fight for America against the British. But I was just wondering if that had some reasoning behind that name, Rosemont Seneca. What a weird name. But I was thinking, you know, it is kind of interesting that it's an Indian name, but I'll just throw that out there.
Who knows?
Who knows?
Wouldn't even,
it's just bizarre,
want to speculate on that.
Yeah.
But do you know, we ordinary people should be offended at this story on so many levels.
Yeah. I mean, for so many reasons. It's just, it just keeps growing legs. It feels like we're going to come right back more with Melissa and really tie this story together. Just wait. Just hang on. We'll be right back. KateDallyRadio.com. KateDallyRadio.com. Be right back.
Open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
You have to. I mean, come on. This is like ripe for the picking. Welcome back. Kate Daly Show. I love this. I love that Melissa does her homework. Welcome back to the show. Make sure you get over to Balance of Nature. Make sure that you're getting those fruits and vegetables into your body. Everything from mushrooms to tomatoes to apples, you name it, they've got it in this product. They've dehydrated it. They've taken out the air and water and give you the nutrients. It's a fantastic supplement. You should be taking something. So take something. I would encourage you to take Balance of Nature because I know how good it is and I know how they make it. And it's well worth it and it's going to be for the best price. And so it's very, very affordable for anybody's budget. And you can get it sent to you within 24 hours. It'll leave the warehouse within 24 hours. And I am telling you, this is a fantastic product. And it comes with a fiber drink that's really great. It has turmeric in it and it levels the blood sugar. And if you're struggling with, diabetes or pre-diabetic or anything like that, you've got to get your body in check. Too much processed food, probably, I'm imagining. Make sure that you get a hold of Balance of Nature. You're going to feel so good. You're going to thank me for it. Put in the code KATE, K-A-T-E. and you can get 35% off and free shipping, both. So make sure and put in the code Kate on the promo code line to get that savings. But it's definitely worth it. Oh my gosh, I don't know what I'd do without it. Melissa Smith, welcome back. Where do we launch in now into this sordid tale?
Well, I want to just kind of lay a little bit of timeline back down
okay.
so that we can kind of keep track of this.
Okay.
So everything fell apart for this whole con in about 2015.
Mm-hmm.
So Obama is still president, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the arrests don't begin to happen because, you know, things can fall apart, but it takes time to investigate. It takes time to build the case. It takes mm-hmm. time to sort through everything. So it's not until about 2018 mm-hmm. that this thing has wound its way into the court system.
Okay.
And that's kind of important a little bit because you need to know that in 2018, now Trump is president, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so here we go. Everybody has been arrested. There were seven people arrested. John Galanis, Jason Galanis, Bevin Cooney, Devin Archer, and three others. So there were a total of seven of them.
Mm-hmm.
Four of them pled guilty, and the other three pled not guilty, including Devin Archer, pled not guilty.
Okay.
They hold the case. They hold the trial. The judge is a judge named Ronnie Abrams. And Ronnie Abrams is the daughter of Floyd Abrams, who's a big New York, big First Amendment attorney, kind of, mm-hmm. you know, civil rights kind of guy. And she's the sister of Dan Abrams from television.
Okay. Oh, well, okay. All right. Yeah.
Okay. Huh. So. Maybe you get a good read on who she is. She's also married to Greg Andres.
Okay.
Who was an attorney that was sitting on the Mueller special counsel investigating Trump.
Oh, I hate the incestual nature of all these people. Go ahead. Oh, my gosh. Really?
So, okay. Anyway, so that's the judge that's hearing this case.
Perfect.
And I want you to remember that. Her husband is investigating Trump with okay. the Mueller Commission.
Okay.
All right. So it's 2018.
Mm-hmm.
The Mueller investigation is in full swing, and this thing is in the courts. And like I said, John Galanis and Jason Galanis have pled guilty. Bevin Cooney pled guilty. John Galanis, who had previous fraud convictions, he got mm-hmm. 10 years in prison for this.
Mm-hmm.
All these guys ended up with being found guilty, including Devin Archer was found guilty. They were all given a sentence. But interestingly enough, Judge Ronnie Abrams vacated Devin Archer's guilty.
Hmm.
So she overturns his guilty and says,
that's
and
unusual.
Her logic, mm-hmm. the logic that she used on that was, well, it's really hard. The behaviors that he was engaging in, maybe he was a victim of the fraud here too. He was just operating in a way that maybe he was taken in by these people.
Wow.
And
really gave him a pass. Weird.
Say again.
Gave him a pass, hardcore. Wow.
So she actually vacated. He was found, like she said, okay, we're not going to hold him guilty. We're not going to give him a sentence. He's free to go. Well, the government prosecutors said, wait a minute. And they took it to the appeals court, to the second court of appeals.
Mm-hmm.
And when the second court of appeals hears the case, they're like, not so much. They were very dismissive of Judge Abrams' logic. And so the question, there's lots of questions that this whole thing suggests to all of us. What was Abrams doing? Was she trying to neutralize? Does Devin Archer have information about the Bidens, about Hunter Biden, or maybe even further up the line?
Mm-hmm.
And she's just trying to neutralize him. Mm-hmm. We can't send him to jail because if we send him to jail, he might be motivated to talk about what he knows.
Right, right.
We got to give him a pass. Do we know that she did that? No, we don't know that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's very curious. Very, very curious. So the Second Court of Appeals has just recently ruled, the article that I pulled up here, published October 8th of this year, just here a couple weeks ago, that Hunter Biden's ex-business partner, the Second Court of Appeals said, no, the guilty verdict sticks, and sent it back to the district court for sentencing. So now, here's Devin Archer. He's getting ready to be sentenced. And some of these other guys, including Bevin Cooney, are sitting in jail right now. And in the midst of all of this, Hunter Biden's laptop is found, right? That whole story has broken here just in the last week or two, week and a half maybe. So Bevin Cooney, the guy from L.A., he's saying, you know what? Why am I sitting here in jail? And some of the people who were involved who have not been named and not been prosecuted, why are they out there walking around? So he has made a cache of Gmail that he had been holding on to. He has just released them all to government prosecutors. That email string that I talked about earlier, where Devin and they're all talking about, we got to clean up your biography. That came from Bevin Cooney's Gmail string. That's information about all of this that's not on Hunter Biden's laptop that was just found. But Bevin Cooney, you know, when people sit in jail and they don't want to be there, they suddenly get kind of motivated.
You're right.
So we have, and now Devin Archer is in a really rough spot, because what does he know? What can he tell? What does, what evidence has he kept for his own protection? Is this not a mob? This is mobster thinking. Oh my gosh, it's bad. So Hunter Biden or Bevin. Excuse me, too many names here. Devin Archer needs to make a decision. He's on the horns of that old proverbial dilemma. Does he, if he has information, does he give it to the Trump prosecutors, to the, like the Department of Justice? Does he do that in the hopes that he can cut a deal with the administration? In the next, what, 2 weeks? Or does he play the gambler and just sit on what he's got, hoping that Biden wins, and then it'll all go away? It'll all go away for him. When if Biden wins, all of this, all the problems go away for Devin Archer. If, however, Trump wins and he has not made a deal, has the window closed?
Oh, that's interesting.
He'll go to jail.
That's very
A really fascinating thing. This is
Well, you've got so many people in this. I mean, if you really think about it, Burisma, which Devin sits on the board at that Ukraine company. And then you've got, so Burisma, you've got Romney's head guy that was in Burisma. You've got a lot of people, right? With ties to Burisma. So are they worried about so much of this coming out?
Well, if you think about what Joe Biden said about the prosecutor in Ukraine, does it make a little more sense to you now? Why Joe Biden? I mean, this is very circumstantial. This is not about Ukraine. This is about these people defrauding American citizens. But when a prosecutor in Ukraine says, you know, maybe I need to take a look at what's going on over there in Burisma, Joe Biden springs into action. It makes me think, you know, Joe Biden is saying, I don't know anything about what my son does for his business. I just don't know any of that. Well, do you know what? You can only say that once.
That's
true. Do you think when these people were all sentenced to jail time, do you think that Joe Biden didn't know
Yeah, yeah, for sure. Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah.
Does he not know
he's got
about
a lot more involvement than that.
And he doesn't know anything about Ukraine, and he doesn't know anything about
China.
Hey,
if he's willing to extort, you know, and withhold and do all of these criminal actions with Ukraine, then he's in it. Because there's a reason that he tries so hard. And you could say it's for his son, too, but I'll bet you he's watching his backside, of course. I mean, why wouldn't he? Yeah, I guess it doesn't surprise me because, John Kerry is in this with Christopher Hines, too. So I guess it just wouldn't. Yeah. I mean, I don't know how much distance he can keep from this whole situation.
Well, there's too many data points now.
Mm-hmm.
If it was just one thing,
right.
If Hunter Biden was appointed to this Ukrainian gas company and it's an odd pick and whatever, whatever, and he used his connections to do that. And that's one incident, but it's not one incident.
Mm-hmm.
I just played a scenario where Hunter Biden's good friends are involved in defrauding people about $64 million.
Wow.
Wow. And Joe Biden doesn't know anything about that. And he doesn't know anything about Burisma.
Yeah.
But he doesn't want that prosecutor looking at anything.
Yeah. Yeah, I would say with him on tape doing what he did with Ukraine, he's steeped into this more than trying to pose as he doesn't pose in ignorance. I mean, this is just getting ridiculous.
Well, I have a feeling that there more of this story is going to come out because Bevin Cooney's emails were just turned over within about a week, within the last week or so. So there's a lot of them. It's thousands of emails.
Right, right.
And so what more is there? You know, we've seen what's on Hunter's laptop coming out in little drips and drabs too.
Okay.
You know, trust me, I just don't think it's in the nature of mobsters to not gather information, incriminating information on each other.
Right. Well, I guess we shall see. I mean, this is, it's certainly going to get interesting in this next week. Like, you can see this coming up to the election, that it's going to get a little crazy. Huh.
Well, let me suggest something.
Mm-hmm.
And this is kind of way off, but I was thinking about this the other day. And the fact that nobody has actually really challenged Joe Biden hard on this, the media has been very quiet.
It won't be in the debate. It won't be tomorrow night. There's no foreign policy questions.
Well, here's my thought.
Okay.
You know, when Watergate went down, Watergate was about crimes that were committed during the reelection process.
Mm-hmm.
And Nixon won by a landslide and then was... And then Watergate begins after that.
Right.
And it makes me wonder, seriously, whether there are those in the Democratic Party who are holding all of this information, not just as blackmail. This could be serious blackmail. These are reasons to impeach Joe Biden.
Right.
And I do believe that there are people inside the Democratic Party that would sacrifice him.
Oh, yeah.
For their own purposes.
I'm with you on this. I actually think that's true. I think that they know that, he wouldn't be missed. We'll put it that way. Right. So,
Well, if he won't go quietly because he's got dementia.
Right.
He can go this way.
Yeah, that's so true. Oh, wow. You bring up some great thoughts. Thanks for the story. My gosh, more than a story, lots of facts. Thank you. Really appreciate that. Kind of makes you feel like you understand a little bit more about this whole criminal enterprise. Melissa Smith, thank you. Appreciate you.
Thank you, Kate.
That was awesome. And we'll be right back with Susan. Don't go anywhere. Kate Daly Show. Oh, my gosh. Just thinking. Anyway, katedalyradio.com.